Homily for Monday, the 17th of July, 2023. Both readings today have something important to say to us. We've begun reading the book of Exodus. It tells of Israel's growing oppression in Egypt and their wondrous departure under the leadership of Moses. Today's reading shows us what happens when fear enters our relationships. The Egyptians see the giftedness of the Hebrews as a threat. That's what fear does to our relationships. The other person becomes a present threat rather than a possible resource. This reading tells us to examine our take on the people we live with. Do I think of them in terms of a we, or in terms of a us and them? Our gospel reading also speaks to the reality of our divisions. Jesus focuses on divisions that come from following the gospel. Again, there's us and them. Now, because of deciding to follow Jesus. And Jesus is pretty upfront about those divisions. Now, no one likes divisions. We always want to overcome our divisions. There's someone who can help us understand being a disciple in this kind of a divided context. She's Carolyn Wu, who has served as CEO and president of Catholic Relief Services, and also as Dean of the Mendoza College of Business at Notre Dame. This is what she has to say about following Jesus in difficult situations. Let us listen to her wise words. When we choose God, we choose to love as God loves. We do not love others less. We love them more. We likely will love differently. We may not offer the same goods and affirmation prized by secular measures, but we draw on another currency, grace. Grace from the divine treasury. When we choose God, the whole family and community marries in, whether or not we or they know it. Those are her words. Reflecting on her sage advice. The person with whom we disagree, the person who somehow has become our opponent, must always, always remain the beloved. Whether the opposition happens within the church or outside, we are all us. It is God's own love making us that us. And we need to act out of that love. We need to do God's love.